and praise
Blog
the Lord.
Talk Radio.
All of you who are coming by way of Blog Talk, I wish you'd been with us last night. In the Lord, the prophetess Baker, who prophesied to me more than once that the love was going to grow, that really grow. And my God, it's grown so until you cannot basically hardly get on the line. I've had so many calls about being full. Amen. And God is still blessing me. I've had to open an overflow line. This line here, use it as an overflow line. God is still adding and blessing the blog line. Amen. All we simply do is thank the Lord. Somebody might call and tell me, you go ahead on. Let us keep on thanking Him. And let's see what happens. It's going to be a miraculous. God bless all of you this morning. Again, I want to thank, as I did yesterday, all of you for coming from all walks of life, from every denomination, every church affiliation, every background, every economic strata, and from all over you've come. And let's join hands together and pray. And then we pray to the same God. Let's do it. He answers your prayer and my prayer. And he'll answer prayer just too, if we just believe. We have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed. We can even speak to the mountain and tell it to move to yonder place, and it shall move. And nothing shall be impossible unto those who believe. If we have faith and doubt not, it shall be unto us. God bless you. Heavenly Father, God, we do have faith in you. I believe you more than I believe me. I can see my hands and my feet. I've never seen you. Thank God I never have seen you. Because no man, according to the word of God, no man has seen you and lived. And I want to live. I just want to thank you. I want to work for you. I want to do your will. And I want to just bring you adoration and bring the glory unto you. You are so ultra awesome, so ultra phenomenal. I don't have words to describe you, but if you look at my heart and see that I am so grateful, I will appreciate it. Man, look at only outward appearance, but God, you, God, you look on the heart. Thank you for it. Now, I ask you, very seldom I ask you for anything, but I'm asking you to bless these precious people on this prayer line who got up for you. They didn't get up for me, Lord. They got up for you. Got up to give you praise, and you got up to give you adoration. And I know that you're going to bless them because your word is behind it. You inhabited the praises of Israel, of your people. And these have come from the Israelites. And we ask that you look on them and violently help them. Oh, they come through centuries and centuries and centuries. And here we are now. Just to give you praise and adoration. We ask that you forgive us for every sin, if there be any. Forgive us, we pray, for having meant to sin or hurt you in any way. And we learn, Lord, that we can bruise your heart just like we can bruise someone else's heart. Because we were all made in your own divine image. And we bless you. We give you praise. Asking that you look on those who are less fortunate than we are. Some don't have food. Some don't have clothing, the proper clothing. Some don't have the means, the money to pay their bills. They need your help. Amen. Some need great jobs. I'm not going to ask you just for a job. You got some great jobs. Oh, I see that this is something God. Some need great jobs. Make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. Put them on the heart, on the hearts of some people who have great jobs, and give them a great job in Jesus' name. Some have been in a storm too long, and they need you to change the atmosphere. You can do it. Oh, my God. You are an atmospheric changer, and we believe you. Thank you. Some have, Lord, a volition to try to change it themselves. But God, they cannot change it themselves. You are the atmospheric changer. I'm asking you to do so if you please, sir, if you will. Now, those who are in prison, I'm asking the same thing. Become an atmospheric changer in that situation. God, some are innocent. They need another chance. Yeah. Thank you. As I looked at forensic files and saw how you can place somebody on the hearts of people who are in forensic, and now they can discover the real truth. Would you do it, Lord? However you decide to do it, change that atmosphere in Jesus' name. Now bless those who are sick. The other day I prayed for someone, and you, God, you healed them. They had cancer, and you healed them. They had high blood, and you healed them. They had no blood, you healed them. They had diabetes, and you healed them. They had neuropathy, but you healed them. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? Who could make a way out of nowhere? Now bless, bless, bless today. Go. We glorify you. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Lord, look on these precious people and bring forth blessings like they've never seen, oh God, in 2016. Thank you for it. And as we go forward today, we thank you during the day, Lord, so many times. And we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Now, pray that this be a phenomenal day, Lord. Bless, 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 bless. Bless, bless, bless. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank God. In Jesus' name. Amen. My God, what is this I feel? The presence of the Lord is here. Amen. We can feel him in the atmosphere. Thank God. Amen and amen. I want to just thank all of you precious people for being here. I know that we have many leaders from many walks of life on this weekend. And I praise God for you. I want you to know that I approach you very gently, very humbly. And I appreciate your presence. It is noted to me that you're here. And God bless you. All from all overseas and all from Hollywood and so many places. My God. Thank you for joining us. And we are honored that you are here. Thank you so much. Let's move forward. Good morning to everybody. How many of y'all awake this morning? Good morning. Wake up out of that sleep.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. Some of y'all haven't spoken. I'm speaking to you. Good morning. I know your mother, she would say, come on, speak. Amen. Come on, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go to him.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to see how many of y'all have the first praise. You've been waiting to praise him. You want to give him his praise and his glory. If so, let's do it right now. Praise check. What level is your praise on? Mine is here. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. Thank you. because this is for you. I'm going to do it myself as the first partaker of the fruit of this, what God is trying to do. And have it ready. And God is going to cancel bills and pay them everywhere. The Lord bless you and keep you. I hope you hear me. And don't be stubborn on this. You miss your bountiful and overwhelming blessing. And whatever it is, find it and put it down and tally it up. Have it done as professionally as you possibly can. Now, don't get hung up on, well, I don't write that well, and I'm going to have to get somebody over here. No, put it down as professionally as you can. Amen. God knows, as the widow had the widow's mite, and it wasn't nothing, she thought it wasn't nothing, but it was the greatest blessing of all of them. So you want to put it down and bring it to the prayer line each day. Maybe tomorrow or next day. I won't do it tomorrow because I want to give you time. But my day is Friday. I may do it Friday. I'm not promising Friday. I'm just saying have it here Friday. I may do it. Amen? All right. My God, I received that. I don't know about y'all, but I received it. God gave me the cancel some debts. I received it. And he's already done exceeding. I've been through this. He showed me. He canceled all these debts on me. And, oh, my God. My debt was up there so high at one time, and now it's not. But I had to experience this for myself. And you're going to see these debts drop off and be paid. Just, you know, before you know it, God is going to have you out of all that debt. Amen. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you have hospital debt that is so high that you think many times. But God is able to cancel it. I'm telling you. Then we have a testimony on the line where somebody had over $100,000 worth of debt. I seem like I remember something like that. And God canceled the whole thing. He can do it now. Amen. He can do it. So get it ready and let the Lord bless you. Or I got to move. Amen. I want to just I want to go to the wisdom seminar a little bit today. I'm trying to find this verse that I had for you today. But, you know, all of them are good. Anyway, let me see here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give me a praise report. I need a little time here. All right. Anybody? I know all of y'all, every last one of y'all on this line, the Lord has been good to. And give me one praise report. Anybody right now, just jump in there and tell us what he did for you. Anybody? What has the Lord done for you? Can y'all hear me? I'm not understanding why somebody is not giving a praise report right now. As good as he's been to you, oh, my God. Amen. I'm going to ask you one more time. Somebody who the Lord has been good to, jump in there.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sheila. This is Sheila Brown from Kansas City, Kansas 913. Good morning, Chief Ambassador, and good morning to everybody on the line. Good morning, Dr. Betty Johnson. Yesterday, I had such a good time on the prayer line when I got off, and I just purposed in my heart that I was going to walk in the Spirit all day yesterday. I just got out the bed and I said, Lord, I'm going to be more than a conqueror. Today I'm going to just walk in your power and your might. And yesterday I had such a wonderful day with my mind just focused on the Lord, and I got so many things accomplished, and I didn't even hurt as bad as I normally heard it. And that's just because God is changing my mindset. He's drawing me closer to him. And I just had a wonderful day just walking in the spirit, in my word all day, studying with 3 and 4 women, studying the word of God. And that's a blessing, because that scripture said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. And God is drawing nigh to me, and I want to praise him and let him know I thank him for changing my heart and changing my mind and drawing me close to him. And he's opening my understanding. He's giving me wisdom and he's giving me knowledge. And I just want him to know I recognize that today, that he's moving on my behalf, and I love him and thank him for that.
All right, God bless you. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I think I got the scripture, one of them. From the scripture. All right, somebody's moving all by the phone. Somebody's, they might got a double line open. Check your line. Amen, please. Amen. Thank you so much, Lord. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Let me go to 1 Samuel 15:23. The Lord, now, it hadn't been your assignment, but it was assigned to me by the Lord. Wisdom is knowledge, is power. Man, he doesn't want us to be asleep. He doesn't want the church to be asleep while the enemy slips in the back door anymore. Like the drugs, we pray the Lord everywhere. And thanking God that the drug kept in our back door. That's why he said, watch and pray. Yeah. And drugs slipped in the back door, and now we've had a problem all around the country with young people. I don't think, you know, it's hitting Christian families too, as well as all other families. Because it's a form of witchcraft. Now, I want to say to you, when I mention this, I'm not trying to glorify Satan at all. But I've learned that we as the saints of God have to know what the enemy is trying to do. That's why he's trying to kill out all the seniors. That's why he's made this nation a nation for young people. Why? He doesn't want seniors around. Why? Why? Ask questions. When I taught you all how to recognize the real voice of God, one of the things in there is that you got to ask questions. Why? Why would the Lord want to kill out all the seniors and just leave the young people here? No, he wouldn't. That's not him. That's the enemy. The enemy doesn't want the seniors here. Why? Because they know his secrets. They've been down there. He somehow maneuvered again, and they've been down that road and got hurt. And they don't want the young people, they don't want the generation coming up to experience, you know, some young people are wise, but most of them, they don't really know a lot. They think they do, but they don't. And the seniors know how to tell them the secrets. That's it right there. There's the bottom line there. They know how to tell the younger people the secrets of the enemy. I said like that. The secret. So he wants to get them out of the way because they're telling too many of the secrets. Don't go down that road. Don't do this. Don't do that. Yeah. And he makes them, the enemy makes them stubborn. Stubborn against the will of God. Stubborn against truth. People don't want to hear the truth nowadays. Over there in Matthew, it tells us that. Around the 24th chapter, by when it talks about the last day. It's a day when people do not want to hear the truth. He's made them silly, like little children. And they want to say everything they want to say, but as soon as you start speaking the truth to them, they're like little children, take their hands and cover their ears and go, ah! They don't want to hear it. That's the enemy. He doesn't want them to come to the knowledge of the truth. And they don't mind telling you what they want to say, but they don't want to hear what the truth is. They don't want to hear what you receive from the Lord. And they'll make like it's not good because they don't want to hear the truth. And why is it? It's because of witchcraft. And, yeah, witchcraft. The enemy, what is witchcraft? The control of the mind. And the enemy is using all kinds of things. Basically, he's using that scripture, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. See, people are drawn to folks who are kind, who are nice to them. Amen. You can have an enemy, but I challenge you to try this. You have an enemy, but go by the enemy's house and the Lord just laid it on my heart to give you this $100. Put it in the hand and see how long they stay your enemy. There's a drawing that would be done. Even if it's $20, then there's a drawing to be done. The Lord gave you the heart and want to do what God told him to do. And see, don't you draw them at least somewhat. It may take a while, but you can draw them. Keep doing nice things, you draw them. All right. But here, 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Now, rebellion against what? Rebellion against the will of God. Rebellion against what God said to do. Amen. Now, you know it. God just tried to bless all of y'all on the line. You know, if somebody doesn't do that, if somebody doesn't go get all their bills and line them up and put them down for the Lord to do a miracle, just present them, we're going to present them before the Lord. And you don't do that, I'm going to say, well, what happened? The sin of witchcraft. The enemy got you busy. The enemy did this over there. He did that. He distracted you some way so you wouldn't get that done. He moved that way. So, amen. Because the Lord said it is a blessing. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And then it says, and stubbornness. How many of y'all have had people in your church who were just so stubborn? You know God showed you the vision. God gave it to you. And they were so stubborn, they wouldn't take it. It's as iniquity. What is iniquity? Sin and idolatry. Idol God worship. It's like worshiping an idol God. And then he says this, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. In other words, you rejected him. Because he speaks to us through his word. He had also, now he's talking here to Saul, I believe. But he's rejected you. Amen. I'm going to read it again. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Yeah. Word, it's like the devil has your mind, like the enemy has your mind. It's like the enemy controlling your mind. This is one of my examples that I always use. You go to the doctor, he says, pull off all your clothes, get up on the table. You ain't never seen him before. And here you go doing what the man says too. He's just a man. Amen. But he has that title on him, doctor. I've been to school 8 years. Well, I've been to school 8 years. Amen. And I have a fine title of doctor. See, you obey that doctor, but you come to church and the man of God, who's been to school for 8 years, just like another man, but he tells you, just simply lift your hands and give God praise. And here you go, folding your arms and sitting down. Who do you think is talking to you? It's certainly not God. It's the enemy controlling your mind some way, as if the sin of witchcraft. You know, mind control. And it's not good. It's a terrible. You'll miss your blessing. All right, I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar here. And take 4 or 5 of y'all who can speak on that. I want to read it again. It's 1 Samuel. All right, you looking for it? All right, 1 Samuel 15:23, okay? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Controlling your mind. When your mind is being controlled, you're rebelling against the word of God. That's like witchcraft. And stubbornness is like a sin, iniquity, and idolatry. Worshiping an idol God, you're gonna do what you're gonna do for somebody else, but you come to church and God, the man tells you to stand and start worshiping the Lord, and you won't worship the Lord. You don't even know how to worship God. Oh my God, you know how to do other things. How come you haven't find out how to worship the Lord. You've been saved for 20 years, and you haven't started to know how to worship God. God bless you. I'm going to open it up. First Samuel 15:23. Who has the word on that? The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. For your rebellion is as a vain of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. All right? You rejected his word. He said he's going to reject you. All right? It's open. Anybody?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, Chief Ambassador. And
good
to
morning,
all of
Ambassador Stern. I thought I heard your voice. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord and his presence this morning. And I just want to share a little. This is a very open and wide scripture here that we could go many ways with it. But I do believe that the word is talking to those that are rebellious. And I must say, if you're not rebellious and you're not in that situation, it won't apply to you. And but those that it do apply to, that if you are stubborn and if you are disobedient, and you have to read the whole setting, and if you reject the word of God, and if these are conditions, if that's what you're doing, you fall in that situation, in that category. But if you're not doing that, you know, you're not in that category, but yet and still, we still have to and preach the word of God. And I found out, people of God, Chief, and people of God, that there have been people that have come from all walks of life in our Christian journey. And some have not even been introduced to witchcraft. Some have not been introduced to rebellion. And they're learning it and finding out that maybe some of this is on is a part of me. It all depends on how you were raised and how the man or woman of God put it in your spirit as you were coming up as a child. And the average one that I feel that is in a certain age category, that you were not in that situation because you had parents that raised you up and everything, and they would tell you that a disobedient child would not outlive their days, and they put the fear of God down in us that we refuse, amen, to be rebellious. We refuse to walk not in the right path of God, but there. And this dispensation, that could fall upon a lot of people, our young people, amen. And I hear you say that some people that have been in church 20 years have them, praise the Lord. It could have been that they were not in a church that taught them. And I'm finding out a lot of people is just being introduced to praise and worship. You know, back in the day they had devotion and the deacons did it all. But we know that's faded away. God intends for all of us to worship him and praise him. And it doesn't always mean that because you did not know. The Bible say to him that know to do right and to do it not is sin. But when you know better, you do better. And I believe we're learning a lot in the past month or so about witchcraft and rebellion and everything. And that's a dangerous category. I don't believe nobody on this line would want to be in a spirit of rebellion or witchcraft, but it doesn't stop us from having to teach it. And idolatry, a lot of people didn't know what idolatry was. They didn't know horoscopes and know that zodiac signs and all of that stuff was a part of idolatry and a part of witchcraft. But we're learning, amen, and we're teaching it. So I'm saying, amen, praise the Lord. You don't want to fall into that category, because if you are rebellious and if you are stubborn and if you hear the word of God and hear the man or woman of God that tell you to do something, amen, we're not to ignore it. And I heard you talk about, getting all your bills together, and the first thing that came, this was the first thing that came in my mind. I got mine together. I write them all together. I got them all outlined. I know every bill, but the Spirit of the Lord say, the man of God say, when he get ready for it, you got it together. You have it ready. Amen. And I thank God that I walk in that spirit. Amen. That I walk in the spirit of excellency, that you don't want to be where that your bills are not together. Amen. I tell my church and I tell my family, I don't want to die and leave my family at a disgrace that I left all these bills, you know, and I wasn't organized. But and if you don't listen to the man of God about it, there's a blessing behind it for all of us. There is a blessing behind being obedient, and there is a consequence behind a stand in the spirit of rebellion and stubbornness. God bless you is my prayer. Back in your hands, Chief.
I bless you, Ambassador Sterling. You're always on it, and have such a phenomenal word with everything that you do, and so I thank you so much. Amen. Let me add just
Ambassador Pfeiffer here.
All right. Let me say one thing before you come, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Here in Samuel, this is Saul. Now Samuel is speaking to Saul, and Samuel has a word from the Lord. Saul has been rebellious against God. Now Saul was chosen by God, the Lord told him to go down there to the Amalekites because they had done something to Israel. And God had decided that they came up from Egypt and they had done something against Israel. And God had decided to punish the Amalekites. And Saul went down there and didn't do what God told him to do. He told him to kill out the whole nation and everything and don't spare nothing. And Saul went down there picking and choosing and got in trouble with God. And God then came and said, now, Saul, let me tell you something. He was speaking to Samuel. He said, rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. I told you to do that and how to do it. But you didn't take care of it. And now you rejected what I told you to do. You had a clear word from me. I told you exactly what to do. And you went down there and let your mind be controlled by another power or something. And you rejected what I told you to do. Now I'm going to reject you. Now Saul was a man of God. Amen. He was a man of God. But he somehow was overcome with another voice who came to him and had him. Let me read it in the NIV. It says, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, controlling, you know, the mind, divination or witchcraft. I don't mean to scare y'all with that word, but you as a saint of God, you shouldn't be afraid of anything. The devil can attack you, as proven over there in Numbers. King of the, it's kind of difficult here, but the king over there in Numbers, the 23rd chapter, Barak, and Balaam was the prophet, amen. He tried to get him to curse God's people, but he couldn't do it. The devil can't curse you. You got the Holy Ghost. You and the Lord, no, it can't happen. So, but here, this divination, for rebellion is a sin of divination. And watch this, and arrogance. See, I've been teaching this, that anytime you really have people who the enemy is trying to overcome, there's a form of arrogance that follows it. Arrogance is like evil of idolatry. This is the NIV. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has rejected you as king. That's talking to Saul. So you watch that in children, too. Anytime you have children don't want to obey their parents, the arrogance is involved, that proud spirit. I'm grown is always involved. God bless you. If you have something to say now, Ambassador Pfeiffer, please.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. Here in the book of Samuel, this is just wonderful. And I was just reading this in my devotion the other day as I was reading it. And I was looking at that. And I was just giving God the glory for this, Chief Ambassador, and thank God for you bringing this up, because it really opened up our understanding. And we don't want to put a fear into the mind, but we do want the people of God to understand that all sin is a form of witchcraft when it comes to the Word of God. And as Ambassador Stern was saying, almost what I wanted to say, but thank God for her putting that in there and adding that wholesome word, because this is a wide scope, and we have to look at it from all angles in order to get the fulfillment of what the scripture is actually commanding us and teaching us to do. And we also, you know, can't forget about the fact that even in Jeremiah 23, when it said, "Woe to the pastors that destroyed and scattered the sheep." And here it is, a lot of times you find people don't obey because they are looking at the person that's telling them certain things. They're looking at their lifestyle, that person's lifestyle. I heard of a young man challenge one of the ministers on yesterday even, just telling him, "Well, you can't witness to me because you do this and you do that." So that let me know that he was going by, he didn't know the Lord himself personally, but he was looking at someone else's life, basing his life on what this person was doing and what that person wasn't doing. So we can't always put the blame on those that don't know, the ones that we're supposed to be teaching and giving instructions to. And when we give these instructions, they have to be under the anointing, because many times we will plant a seed of witchcraft in somebody's mind that will actually start to germinate, and it is because of what we plant in there. But when we plant that seed or give them those instructions, we have to make sure that we bind that enemy that comes along to hinder them behind the work of the devil. Glory to God. And we have to make sure that we are in obedience with God when we share the word of God, because if we don't share the word of God in truth and righteousness and in holiness, then we are sharing demonic forces with those people. And we have to make sure that we are in good standing, righteous standing in the word of God in order to be obedient to his word. We have to hearken. We have to keep his commandments. When we teach the word of God, and even when we teach on demonic forces, have to do it under the anointing, because those forces can also penetrate and permeate the hearts of the people. And when we spread things, we are then those pastors and those leaders and those bishops and those missionaries and whoever it might be. And it could be the parents in the household that are spreading the demonic force. And so the Bible is saying in Jeremiah, even though 23, it says, "Whoa, you better watch out. Watch out for what you do. Watch out for what you say." And if you're teaching, if anyone is teaching, not just a you, but it's a us, myself first. And I have to make sure that everything I teach my people about witchcraft and being obedient to the word of God and what it is to be disobedient to the word of God, that I bind that enemy before I start teaching what it is about witchcraft, to bind that enemy so that it will not germinate in their hearts, minds, nor in their spirits.
So God bless you, and what a wonderful, wonderful, because we don't want to be that person to destroy the sheep and trying to fix it at the same time. So we have to be careful, and as Ambassador Stern said, this is a broad subject where we have to really, really shed light from more than just one angle, but come from every side, because the enemy, when he comes from the north, he comes from the south, from the east,